Hey guys, today I want to talk about compounding interest and the in-gym explanation or relation to that. So I am currently a BJJ white belt and I train 3 times a week at lunchtime, 12:30. And I was asking my master, I said, how long is it going to take me to get a black belt? And he said, 10 years. And I'd heard that before, but immediately, like, fuck, 10 years is a long time. I'm 31, and that would take me to 41. So I did the math, and I was like, 3 times a week is 150 something hours a year. So 151 hours every 2 years, you get a new belt. So I'll be a blue belt in 2 years, and that's 300 hours. 300 hours is not that long. So I used to coach. When I was in America, I used to coach like 60 hours a week. So that'd be only be like 5 weeks of coaching in America, and already up a level in terms of belts. What I'm trying to get at here is not that much time. 1500 hours is not that much time to become a black belt in something. Like if you are a black belt, like you know, people say your journey only starts when you become a black belt, but you know, from the outside in, you're like, black belt is so advanced and so far. From where I'm at. And I just thought it's just the compounding effect. It's like the, you know, every week there's 3 hours of learning, 3 hours of learning, 3 hours of learning, 3 hours of learning. And then it compounds until you understand it, you get better, and the effects just like keep wearing on. When you first become a white belt, fucking sucks. Like you're getting tapped out, you're getting choked out, you're getting ankle locks, you're getting wrist locks. Like dudes are slamming you around. Like it's the worst. And then, you know, as the weeks go on, it gets a little bit better because you don't get fucked up as much anymore. But the same thing is just with interest in like compounding interest in finances and then compounding interest in fitness as well, which is what this is about. So let's talk the compounding interest in terms of like the monetary system at the moment. So let's say I put $100 in an investment account, like an S&P 500, and it gained 10% interest per year. Next year it'd be worth 110, and then 10% of 110 is, you know, $11 plus 110, so 121, and then 10% on that. So the amount just grows every year, and the same thing happens in fitness. It's like a compounding effect. So hypothetical example here, if I do a 5 minute warm up 5 days a week, I would say 6 days a week, that is 30 minutes a week, 2 hours a month, and then 24 hours a year, which compounds on itself. So your joints open up, you become more fluid, you know, your muscles lengthen, they become more adaptable and resilient to injury. Like, and that's just from doing 5 minutes of warm-ups 6 days a week. So it's not too much. Next example, same thing. If we do 5 minutes of post-workout stretching every day, 6 days a week, 2 hours a month, 24 hours a year, we're more resilient to injury. We've lengthened our muscles. We've taught our body to switch off at the end of sessions, you know, insert benefits on this. And that's a compounding effect that gets better and better and better the more you do it and the more consistent you are. Now let's talk about training. 5 hours a week would be, you know, 250 hours a year. And then in 10 years, the same time it takes you to get a black belt is 2,500 hours, okay, which is quite a lot of training. People always say in the gym, they're like, it's so slow to get results. And I think the problem here is it's a, you know, a few problems here. It's like the media and, you know, even me, I'm guilty of this as a, you know, a fucking marketer. But like a 6 week challenge, a 28-day challenge, a 12 week challenge, and those challenges are so drastic, but in reality, like the best results I've ever seen take years in the gym. Like 1 year is just like a good, like, you know, white belt shit. Like you're well done, you got your shit together, but it takes such a long time to get any meaningful effect in fitness as well, because the hours that you do are so little. If you think about it, you've got 168 hours in a week in 7 days, and you're training 3 to 5 hours of those. That's like less than 5% of your week training. That's so little of your week. And then you want to derive 100% satisfaction from those hours. You know, like that's the main thing that you judge your satisfaction or happiness by is the way you look and perform. But you're only putting 5% or less of your total effort into it. It's not like justifiable on like a scale of reality there. The point I'm trying to get at here is these things take time, and compounding interest takes time to develop. But once you develop a role with it, and a role, I mean, it's like consistency with it, everything gets better. When you're a shitty white belt in BJJ like I am right now, it fucking sucks. When you're first starting out in the gym and you're training 3 days a week, getting fucking wrecked, it sucks. When you've got $100 in your savings account and you're just starting out your investment journey, it fucking sucks. But then fast forward 5 years later, and I am going on purple belt in BJJ. I've been saving compounding interest for 5 years, and I've been doing 5 sessions a week in the gym for 5 years. You're on your way to becoming the best version of yourself, or living the life that you want. And if we think about this in a gym setting again, is if every single session of a 60 minutes, you're doing a warm-up, you're doing strength, you're doing accessories, and you're doing conditioning, you're targeting 4 aspects of fitness, which are incredible for your overall health. The compounding interest of time that you spent on those things will greatly benefit your life. So I want you to think about, how can things do better for me over time, instead of how can things do better for me in the next 6 weeks. Be consistent for years, not just weeks.